I grew up in Kansas City, which is what the real estate people might call equally convenient to either coast. When we went west, my father would be in the front seat, pointing out buttes and mesas, and my sister Suki and I would be in the back, each of us trying to protect our half of the seat. There were constant border tensions. It was sort of like the border between Finland and the Soviet Union. I played Finland. Suki played the Soviet Union. Then my father did something that we now know was politically retrograde and maybe anti-feminist. He told me, "We do not hit girls. You will never hit your sister again." Suki was, of course, not burdened with a similar injunction. So you might say that I became a unilaterally disarmed Finland, while she was a Soviet Union bristling with weaponry. If Suki hadn't had an expansionist backseat policy, I might now know the difference between a butte and a mesa. If I had followed my geographical bent, I might have become a regionalist, a geographer who decides where to draw the lines dividing the regions of the United States, like the Midwest and the South and the New England states. Actually, I do the same sort of thing without a degree, except I only use two regions, partly because of my math. Math was my worst subject. I was never able to convince the mathematics teacher that many of my answers were meant ironically. Also, I had trouble with pi, as in pi r squared. Some years ago, the Texas State Legislature passed a resolution to change pi to an even 3, and I was for it. The way I divide up the country, the first region is the part of the United States that had Major League Baseball before the Second World War. That's the Ancien United States, or the Old Country. The rest of the United States is the rest of the United States, or the expansion team United States. For those who didn't follow baseball closely in 1948, there's an easy way to know whether you're in the Old Country or the expansion team United States. In the Old Country, the waiters in an Italian restaurant have names like Sal or Vinny. If you're in an Italian restaurant and the waiter's name is Duane, you're in the expansion team United States. Corrections. January 14. Because of an editing error, an article in Friday's theater section transposed the identifications of two people involved in the production of Waiting for Bruce, a farce now in rehearsal at the Rivoli. Ralph W. Murtaugh, Jr., a New York attorney, is one of the play's financial backers. Hilary Murtaugh plays the ingenue. The two Murtaughs are not related. At no time during the rehearsal visited by the reporter did Ralph Murtaugh sashay across the stage. March 25th. Because of some problems in transmission, there were several errors in yesterday's account of a symposium held by the Women's Civic Forum of Rye on the role played by slovenliness in cases of domestic violence. The moderator of the symposium, Laura Murtaugh, should not have been identified as an unmarried mother of 8. Mrs. Murtaugh, the president of the Women's Civic Forum, is married to Ralph W. Murtaugh, Jr., an attorney who practices in Manhattan. The phrase, "He was raised with the hogs and he lived like a hog," was read by Mrs. Murtaugh from the trial testimony of an Ohio woman. It did not refer to Mrs. Murtaugh's own husband. Mr. Murtaugh was raised in New York. April 4. An article in yesterday's edition on the growing contention between lawyers and their clients should not have used an anonymous quotation referring to the firm of Newton, Murtaugh, and Clayton as ambulance-chasing jackals without offering the firm an opportunity to reply. Also, the number of hours customarily billed by Newton Murtaugh Partners was shown incorrectly on a chart accompanying the article. According to a spokesman for the firm, the partner who said